Welcome to episode 1156 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today is day 5 of our series, 1010 with Jesus, a deeper look.
I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
Jesus referred to light in reference to himself multiple times, at least 5 distinct times, across the Gospels, most notably in the Gospel of John, where the theme of light and darkness is central to John's theology. The passage we shared earlier is the most famous declaration and one of the 7 I Am statements. Before healing a man born blind, Jesus says the following:
"As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world."
Jesus links his identity as light to both physical and spiritual sight. As the crucifixion approaches, Jesus says this:
"The light is among you for a little while longer. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light."
Here, Jesus urges urgency. His time on earth is limited. He calls people to believe in him as the light and become transformed. Later in that same chapter, Jesus continues,
"I have come into the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness."
Jesus again links belief in him with deliverance from darkness, reinforcing that his coming is for illumination, salvation, and transformation. During the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says to his disciples,
"You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven."
Jesus' followers can only shine light when connected to him, the light source. We become reflectors of his light, much like the moon reflects the sun. Jesus referred to himself as the light in connection with life, salvation, urgency, belief, and identity. Each statement reveals his divine mission to expose sin, guide the lost, and overcome darkness with truth and grace. But let's go back to that opening statement. The Feast of Tabernacles, one of the major Jewish festivals, commemorated God's provision and guidance during Israel's wilderness journey. During the festival, giant lamps were lit in the temple courtyard to symbolize the pillar of fire by which God guided the Israelites at night. The temple was brilliantly illuminated, and people celebrated with singing and dancing. So when Jesus says, "I am the light of the world," he is likely standing in or near the temple court, claiming to be the fulfillment of that symbol. Not just a source of light for Israel, but for the whole world. Just prior to this verse, and depending on the manuscript tradition, we see the story of the woman caught in adultery. Whether or not this passage originally belonged here, Jesus' statement in John chapter 8, verse 12, continues a heated dialogue with the Pharisees who question his authority. They challenge him.
"You are bearing witness about yourself. Your testimony is not true."
Jesus responds with a bold claim not just of his divine identity, but also of his heavenly origin, saying this:
"I know where I came from and where I'm going."
This statement isn't just symbolic. It's a claim to be the exclusive source of spiritual illumination and eternal life. In a world full of confusion, sin, and deception, Jesus says following him means you will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Jesus' declaration in John 8:12 is a direct, dramatic, and divine claim made in the context of worship, conflict, and spiritual symbolism. At a feast celebrating God's guidance by fire and light, Jesus says,
"That light, that was me, and I'm still here lighting the way for all who will follow."
The world waits for a miracle. The heart longs for a little bit of hope. Oh, come, Emmanuel. A child prays for peace on earth, and she's calling out from a sea of hurt. Oh, come, Emmanuel. baby's cry is the sound of love. Come down, come down, Emmanuel. Oh, here's the song for the suffering. Here's Messiah, the Prince of Peace has come. He has come, Emmanuel.
By describing himself as the light of the world, Jesus reveals several profound and powerful truths about his identity, his mission, and our need. He is the source of truth and revelation. Light reveals what is hidden in darkness. By calling himself the light, Jesus is claiming to be the one who reveals the truth about God, humanity, and salvation. He uncovers sin, exposes lies, and shows the way to life. He is the presence of God in the world. In the Old Testament, God often appeared as light, whether in the burning bush, the pillar of fire, or the glory that filled the temple. Jesus identifying himself as the light is a claim to divinity. He is the visible, illuminating presence of God on earth. He is the fulfillment of prophecy.
My name is John, called the Baptist. Elohim sent me to prepare the way for the Messiah, and he gave me the work of calling people to repentance and baptizing them as a sign of their turning back to him. I came to tell the people about the light so that through my witness they might believe. I am not the light myself, but I was sent ahead of him to prepare the way. The true light has come into the world, the one who gives light to everyone.
He is the guide through darkness. Just as light guides travelers and keeps them from stumbling, Jesus is the one who leads us safely through a dark world filled with confusion, suffering, and sin. He offers direction, clarity, and purpose. Jesus as the light means he brings spiritual life, renewal, and transformation. He dispels despair with hope and death with resurrection power. He demands a response. Light divides. Those who want to see step into it, while those who prefer darkness retreat. Jesus' claim forces a choice: walk in his light or remain in spiritual darkness. His light is both an invitation and a challenge. So when Jesus says, "I am the light of the world," he isn't offering mere comfort. He's declaring himself to be the exclusive, divine, illuminating, life-giving Savior who alone can overcome the darkness within us and around us. Father, thank you for sending Jesus, the light of the world, to shine into our darkness and lead us into life. Where we have stumbled in confusion, fear, or sin, guide us by his truth and presence. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.